Uganda is highlighting its gender inclusion policies on the global stage, specifically affirmative action framework for women and girls as a model that could inform governance reforms in other countries. At a diplomatic reception held at the residence of Uganda's High Commissioner in Canberra, Uganda's ambassador to Australia, Dorothy Huha, outlined how constitutional and legislative reforms in Uganda have expanded opportunities for women. Huha told diplomats that Uganda has introduced measures that increase women's representation in political leadership, strengthened education opportunities for the girl child, and promoted inclusion across public service institutions. She says Uganda's affirmative action framework in diplomatic forums reflects growing confidence in its governance reforms and its willingness to contribute to global discussion on inclusive development. The Dean of Diplomatic Corps in Australia, Ambassador Betty Pavelich of Croatia, also emphasized that inclusive leadership is critical for stability and notes that global tensions are often linked to imbalanced representation.